And we bring aboard Dan Coughlin, the author of The Management 500. Top of the morning, Dan.
Hey, Pete, how are you?
Hey, Dan.
Mike.
What's going on, brother?
I am doing well. How are you two doing?
We're doing fantastic. For those that are not familiar with The Management 500, a high-octane formula for business success, what is it?
Well, The Management 500 is a brand-new book that's out, but The Management 500 is a real-world business race to achieve 3 years of sustainable, profitable growth for business managers. So it's a business management book, but it's really based on lessons from NASCAR.
Why did you choose NASCAR? What's your background in terms of NASCAR, Dan? Are you just a fan?
Well, I am a fan of NASCAR, but what I was looking for was I really wanted an analogy for business managers where people had to go very fast, perform at very high levels, and do so for an extended period of time, because that's what great business managers do. And I really landed on NASCAR as the perfect case study for what business managers have to accomplish. And so there was just a lot of really powerful insights from a 6-month in-depth study of NASCAR.
Who did you spend some time with? Tell us some of the background of how you kind of dug into the sport to apply it to the book.
Well, I spent time with both Toyota and Jack Roush's Roush Fenway Racing. I talked to Lee White, the president of Toyota Racing Development. I read, books on Dale Earnhardt Sr., Richard Petty, Jeff Gordon, went to a race in Chicago, and really had a chance to spend about 10 hours just observing the whole NASCAR universe. And it was really powerful how many good ideas for business managers can come from NASCAR.
It's an amazing world. I mean, isn't it? I mean, from a fan perspective, you see the cars on television or you see them at the racetrack. But when you kind of dive into this whole world of NASCAR, at times it's got to be overwhelming. And I can see where there'll be a lot of business applications that you could take from the sport.
Yeah, there really are. I mean, I had spent 12 years as a management consultant, executive coaching people. But when I stepped into the auto racing universe, I found some things that were, readily applicable. You know, the real irony of what's happening right now is that the auto industry itself is going through a hard time, but the auto racing industry can teach corporate America an awful lot. You know, here are just a couple lessons that I learned from studying NASCAR. One is prepare with precision. I mean, I just did not fully comprehend the drivers get in such great physical and mental condition for the races. The engineers and mechanics are improving every detail. The pit crews are practicing the changing of the tires over and over. And that's the kind of attitude business managers need to take to getting ready for the 3-year race, is to be totally prepared. And that's really what we talked about in Chapter 1. And another thing I learned from NASCAR was qualifying for the pole position. You know, the drivers who qualify for the pole position the most often win the most races. And business managers need to take that attitude to get in the best possible position to start a 3-year business race. And that really comes down to building relationships with employees, suppliers, customers, and really understanding their organization. So I dedicated Chapter 2 to this whole idea of qualifying for the pole position as a business manager.
And with this, and by the way, the walk through the book, as you make your way through the book, it's laid out as a race. I mean, you have an illustration of a car, and the car making its way around the track, and by chapter after chapter after chapter, you work your way towards the end, and you start with, the prepare with precision, qualify for the pole position. You have a chapter called Use Pit Stops Wisely. What is that?
You know, that's a great, I found that one of the things that drivers do really, really well is they use their very short time in the pit stop to get ready for the next part of the race. And a lot of times, especially in a really bad economy like we're experiencing right now, I think business managers are obsessed with just working, 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 and never taking a break. And what happens is that they actually hurt their performance. And what drivers do is they know how to use those few seconds in a pit stop to really be prepared. And so what I laid out in the book was a number of different ways that business managers can use a pit stop, whether it's a take a family vacation, take a 30-minute break at work, use a social pit stop, use a business pit stop. But this whole idea that pit stops are really a valuable part of winning the race. They're actually, in NASCAR, for example, it's a very big part of the strategy as to when to take a pit stop, when not to take a pit stop. And I think business managers need to take that same attitude, that they need to use their brakes very, very strategically.
Well, and that also taps into the theory of working smart versus working hard. One can dig in and work, 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 but at the same time, you need to pace yourself, and you also need to stop and regroup. And a lot of times, you're right, business managers and those executing business plans have they get so locked up in executing objectives and executing, you know, points on a or bullet points on a on an agenda that they sometimes forget to stop and refuel, regardless of what that refueling process is.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Refueling is a great word. That's another thing, you know, from the NASCAR universe is you got to be you have to have a team there that can also help you refuel. It's not just all about you taking a break, but the group you're working with has to be set up in a way that they can help you refuel, you can help them refuel, and that's a big part of you know of the driver's success is the team that's around him making that refueling process as efficient and as effective as possible.
Branding and innovation, you talk a lot about that in the book too, Dan. What did you learn about those areas from NASCAR and how you can apply that to business managers?
Well, NASCAR really, innovation and branding are at the heart of NASCAR. I mean, look at how much safety has improved in just the past 6 years. Better headgear, better safety belts, better engineered cars. And nobody in the sporting universe does a better job at branding than NASCAR does. When I went to the race, I got there. The race started at 7 o'clock, and I got there at 11 o'clock in the morning. So it started at 7 o'clock at night. I was there 8 hours beforehand. 20,000 people were there already in the parking lot. You know, fans are allowed on the track before the race. They can get their picture taken with the pit crew. All the corporate logos are in the background when you get your picture taken with your favorite at your favorite driver's pit stop. I mean, imagine Major League Baseball allowing you into the locker room. It just doesn't happen before a game. I mean, drivers were out mingling with the crowds. It just doesn't happen in the NBA or the NFL. So NASCAR does a brilliant job of branding. What they do, I thought, was really spectacular. They've developed an environment where you can intersect customers and sponsors and drivers all in one place. And they do it better than anyone else. And what I'm encouraging business managers to do in the book is to ask themselves, how can we create more value for our customers that will generate a profit? And that's innovation. And then how can we increase the perception of the value they receive from us? And that's what branding is all about. So the Management 500 is really a very step-by-step process-oriented management book, but all the lessons that I focus on come from the, you know, the history of auto racing.
If I'm listening to this right now and I'm a business manager, what form of business management would this be best applied to, or is this just blanket lessons and blanket advice for everybody that's responsible for managing various elements of business?
Well, if you're responsible for generating the profit, in other words, you are overseeing a group of people, and at the end of the day, your responsibility is to increase the sustainable, profitable growth of that organization, then this book is for you. I mean, I personally have worked with managers in about 30 different industries. So the ideas in the book are not applicable to just one industry or one type of business, but rather if you're the person who's got to hand in the P&L statement at the end of the month, the ideas in this book from auto racing really are for you. I mean, the whole intent of the book was to write a book for business managers who love auto racing, who love to go fast, who love to be able to maintain very high levels of performance. So that's the target audience for this book.
And how do folks get it?
Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Borders.com. You can order it at any Barnes & Noble store, any Borders store, any Books A Million store. It's available really wherever books are sold. So it's the Management 500, and it's really available anywhere that you can order a book.
Dan, appreciate the time. Thanks for sharing your insight with us, and I know a lot of our folks out there will look forward to reading it.
Well, thanks very much, and you guys have a great great day.
Thanks, Dan.
Appreciate it. Dan Coughlin, author of The Management 500, A High-Octane Formula for Business Success. If you're a business manager and you're responsible for making the company money, you might want to read this, and it's very applicable for what you do and what you're tasked in doing to keep the company turning a profit.